The top dog, the big cheese, your number one on the Ticket Top 10.
Here's Tom, 1920s guy. He's sitting waiting for his moment. Let's, we can stop and start this if we need to, all right?
When they fired it down the ice and they had a 2-0, and that was the difference about Keegan.
How frustrating is that, that got that shorthanded 2-0?
That's great.
Well, what's more frustrating is that we won't shoot the puck from the blue line, and I don't understand why that we won't shoot the puck. We hardly use Ballard in the power play. He gets one power play and fires the puck at the net, and we almost tip and almost goes in. So I don't understand. We won't shoot the puck from the blue line, and I don't know if it's we don't want to or we can't.
Does he seem like he's in the mood for some bits?
Everybody's very somber. It's quiet talking. It's like, the questions are very somber and very low.
Is it the team's not very good right now?
It's typical. It's very typical of a interview after a loss.
Right.
Right?
Okay, but this is the great one now.
I know.
And guess who's waiting? Guess who's looking for their opportunity to work in 1920s?
I just popped in. I came through a time portal, and I'm here with the great one here.
Did you have the hat that had press?
That's the only thing I was missing.
The hat and the trench coat.
All right, continue.
I can't. We haven't been able to figure that out, but we take a shot late in the game and we score a goal. You know,
he's lurking.
Got to shoot the puck from the blue line to open things up, and we just haven't done that.
David played well. He scored on the reflex.
Yeah, my goodness, he was really good. He was solid.
So what are you thinking at this point?
I'm in the middle of all this trying to pose like I'm one of those guys, and my hands are shaking, and I've got my little script.
I gotta imagine you're so nervous,
I've scripted out the question I'm going to read.
I'm so scared,
because
dude.
There's no way that I can get through this without reading the question.
All right, so.
And he's literally standing. I mean, we're all crowded. You don't realize how close you are. Everybody is literally.
You touch him, right?
I could touch him, yeah. He's literally a foot away from me.
Wayne Gretzky.
All right. Here it comes.
I thought that our power play late in the game let us down, and I thought our first 8 or 9 minutes we weren't very strong beginning of the game. Other than that, played pretty good after that. But start of the game was not great, and the late power plays were horrible, and so we have to address it and be ready to play on Thursday.
Champ, how do you think the Zebras called the show? Do you think they did the cat's meow, or did they give your boys the business?
What? Any updates on that?
What are you talking about?
All right, pause officials. All right, now that, what you're hearing now, I asked the question.
Dude, that's Gretzky.
And Gretzky's like, what? And then his eyebrows furrow, and he kind of looks over beside me and kind of shakes his head, no.
That's just the way you talk.
Right,
I'm not discriminating against you.
And it's a legitimate question.
Can you go back to Tom's question?
Yeah, start number two.
Yeah, start number two is all queued up.
That's just the question.
Oh, man.
Champ, how do you think the Zebras called the show? Do you think they did a cat's meow, or did they give your boys the business?
What? Yeah. I mean, any updates on that?
Okay, fun. Stop it. We'll play that again. So now what happens?
So now
he just ignores you?
Oh, he says, what? You hear him go, what? And he kind of frowns and shakes his head no. And then the next guy you hear is the reporter next to me, who just jumps in. And then the next
voice
you hear...
Because they have no time for that.
Right.
We need to know what Gretzky's going to say about the lack of time on the power play.
And I couldn't follow up. It was a legitimate hockey question about how the officials called the game.
I think it was. And it's just the way you're talking. It's your vernacular.
And the Coyotes publicist steps in and pulls me...
Which, by the way, he should have.
And he's right beside me, by the way. I didn't realize he was standing right beside me. And he pulls me
out. He sniffed you out, sir.
He pulls me out of the... out of the area, he pulls me away from everybody, and then starts talking to me about what was all that.
Can we hear that?
Champ, how do you think the Zebras called the show? Do you think they did a cat's meow, or did they give your boys the business?
What? I mean, any updates on that?
What are you talking about?
Just asking about the officials.
Cat's meow?
Yeah, did they do a good job?
You gotta ask the right question. Sorry. Sorry, no. You gotta ask the proper question.
Oh.
It's not even a proper question.
I was just asking how he thought the officials called the game. Whether they did it.
Been asked that. How the officials call a game.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that even was. So
oh.
See you later.
Okay.
Thanks,
man. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Did I walk away?
Wait, listen.
Huh? It's a local one.
Tom Gribble came and told the Stars. Thanks.
Okay, sure.
Ooh, you're gonna tell the stars. No, wait, don't tell the stars. That I didn't ask a proper question.
It was a proper question.
I thought it was.
I can't help if I'm 1920s reporter.
That's
guy.
Just the way you talk.
You should have kept your voice, though.
You get nervous.
Yeah. I don't have the cojones for that.
Yeah, she kept doing that.
Yeah.
I'm talking girls, eh?
Yeah, what is it?
On the press, see? Don't try to shut me out.
Don't tell the stars. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, come on, man.
How great. Let's hear that one more time. Just, Gretzky's reaction, then Tom.
Listen real quick. You hear Gretzky?
What?
Was that clean? Was the Gretzky's one clean?
Champ, how do you think the zebras called the show? Do you think they're the cat's meow, or did they give your boys the business?
What?